The audio lesson deals with the topic overview of the immune system. Every day we are alive. Humans encounter potentially harmful disease-causing organisms or pathogens like bacteria or viruses. Yet, most of us are still able to function properly and live life without constantly being sick. That is because the human body requires a multi-layered immune system to keep it running smoothly. What is the immune system? The immune system helps to protect us against diseases caused by tiny invaders called pathogens, such as viruses, bacteria, and parasites. The immune system is made up of specialized organs, cells, and tissues that all work together to destroy these invaders. Some of the main organs involved in the immune system include the spleen, lymph nodes, thymus, and bone marrow. The two main classes of the immune system are the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system or acquired immunity. The next question arises in our mind is, how does it work? The immune system develops all kinds of cells that help to destroy disease-causing microbes. Some of these cells are specially designed for a certain kind of disease. All throughout the body, disease-fighting cells are stored in the immune system waiting for the signal to go to battle. The immune system is able to communicate throughout the entire body. When pathogens are detected, messages are sent out warning that the body is being attacked. The immune system then directs the correct attacking cells to the problem area to destroy the invaders. Antigens and antibodies. Scientists call the invaders that can cause disease as antigens. Antigens trigger an immune response in the body. One of the main immune responses is the production of proteins that help to fight off the antigens. These proteins are called antibodies. Okay, next we will learn about how do the antibodies know which cells to attack. In order to work properly, the immune system must know which cells are good cells, which are bad. Our body has lots of friendly bacteria around it which help our body work properly. Example, some bacteria inside our bowel help us to digest our food and break it up into the different things that are needed in various parts of the body. These friendly bacteria live on the surfaces of the body, such as on our skin or inside the bowel. They do not try to invade the body, so the immune system does not try to get rid of them. Other germs which cause illness try to enter the body. Antibodies are designed with specific binding sites that only bind with certain antigens. They ignore good cells and only attack the bad ones, so that the other white blood cells can destroy them. They tag them so they can be easily noticed. Every time you do get sick because of a germ, our immune system works to get rid of it, and then it remembers how to fight the infection if the same germ comes again. Usually, the older you get, the more germs you become immune to. Let's have a look at the immune system starting from the outside of the body. First, the skin. The skin is the first line of defense in our immune system. We know how we put plastic wrap over leftovers to keep them fresh enough for later. Well, our skin is like a plastic wrap to keep germs from getting into our body. The epidermis, outside layer of skin, has special cells which warn the body about incoming germs. Glands in the skin also make substances that can kill some bacteria, which is called as antibacterial chemicals. This means you don't get infections on your skin unless your skin is damaged, such as by a cut or a graze. Other defenses. Subsequently to the skin, our nose, mouth and eyes are the next point of attack. The mucous membranes which line the mouth, throat, lungs and bowel act like a barrier to germs, just as the skin does. Saliva in the mouth and the tears which wash your eyes has special enzymes in them which break down the cell walls of many bacteria and viruses. The mucus that is made in our nose, throat and lungs traps bacteria, viruses and dust. Acid in our stomach kills most germs and starts to digest your food. Next is lymphatic system. Lymph is a clear fluid that is very similar to blood plasma. The clear liquid in blood, but it carries only white blood cells, not red blood cells. There are several different types of white cells which work together to seek out and destroy bacteria and viruses. All of them start off in the bone marrow growing from stem cells. The disease-fighting white blood cells are specialists. Some of the white blood cells are neutrophils, macrophages and lymphocytes. There are two different types of lymphocytes. One is B cells that produce antibodies. Antibodies attach themselves to the germs so that other cells can recognize that these germs need to be destroyed. And another one, lymphocyte, is T cells. Look for cells in our body that are hiding invaders or body cells that are different to normal healthy cells, such as cells that could develop into a cancer and kill them. Can we know how our immune system is working? Yes, we know our immune system is working by the following ways. If we get better after we are sick, if cuts heal without getting infected, if we don't catch the same diseases over and over again. When we get swollen glands, our immune system isn't there working to get rid of any infection. Sometimes things go wrong with our immune system. Yes, it will make a mistake. That is, it may attack our own body as if it were the enemy. Example, insulin-dependent diabetes type 1, which is caused by the immune system attacking the cells in the pancreas that make insulin. And next example is allergies caused by the immune system overreacting to something that is not really a threat, like when pollen triggers hay fever or asthma. Keeping up to date with immune system can help our body to build immunity to some serious diseases too. Thank you.